Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Got a new survey that looked at 2,000 Americans' opinions on video games and asked them to examine their own gaming habits. 3 in 4 respondents agree that it's more socially acceptable to play video games now than it was just 5 years ago.
Really? Was there an issue 5 years ago?
I didn't think so. I mean, you have an issue with maybe one of your partners, like, you know, in a relationship, somebody thought the other one was playing too many video games. I mean, not spending enough time with them, you had that.
I feel like that's always going to be an issue, though, with anything.
Yeah.
But I feel like 5 years ago, it was just as socially acceptable to be a video game nerd as it, I mean, maybe we talk like 20 years ago, it was looked down upon.
Yeah, unless the pandemic has really gotten more and more people into it. You count like the Switches and all that and the Animal Crossings, maybe, because those are video games.
And they got all of the NASCAR drivers to play video games.
Yeah,
doing
true.
The virtual racing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you know what? Apparently it is better than it was 5 years ago. Video games have become so acceptable that more than half of Americans believe that, in fact, they should be in the Olympics, at least according to this survey.
Well, at the rate we're going, we won't have real sports anymore, so you might as well just have everything be a video game.
I hadn't thought about that.
You can socially distance yourself and no one gets hurt.
You're right, Steve. Your video games may be the only way to do any competition anymore.
So I have a chance of finally being a quarterback in the NFL.
You could do it. Wouldn't that be bizarre that actually Tom Brady would not be able to beat a video game player in Madden? Yes. It's like, no matter how good Tom Brady is, sorry, buddy, I'm a better Madden quarterback than you.
Well, then it means that Felix Hernandez can play this year if that was the case.
Yeah. You think the Braves are going, thank God. Then now we can open up a roster spot for somebody who probably won't get destroyed.
I don't know, man. I wonder about that. It was a very low risk. It was like $1 million deal.
Yeah.
And so he did what? He showed up for two practices.
Summer camps, I guess, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, and then decided, nope, people got COVID, I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
he performed really bad and it was like trying to save face.
Yeah, you wonder about that because he's not been good, you know, for the last couple of years. But that is a concern with the MLB players. There's a lot of teams that have people that have COVID and they're doing everything they can. That one dude from the A's says he may want to wear a mask while actually playing the game, keeping a mask on in the field.
But this could have been Felix's year. He could have went balls out. It was only 60 games.
You're right. If anybody could say, listen, I'm going to, you know what, he could have been a great reliever, too. Go balls out, go out for an inning, throw the ball a skillion miles an hour. You only have 60 games. Even if your arm falls off in game 48, we've got a lot of work out of you.
The only problem with him is that he was typically a poor performer in the early parts of a ball game. So.
That does make for a tough closer, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good selling point for him being a relief pitcher.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah.
Can you get past that whole sucking part, Felix?
I don't think that. Yeah, I think that no team says, so you're saying saying you want $1 million and you're going to spot the team a 3-run lead right when we get on. Okay, that's...
But then I'll settle down and everything will be good.
That's a deal I just can't turn down.
So now I got to return all my Felix Hernandez Atlanta Braves gear.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry about that. I know you went out and spent a ridiculous amount of money on them.
All $0 of it.
Yeah, all $0. Wow. I'm
very disappointed.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you're not the only person. 54% of the people, now granted, it's a video game survey with video game players, but they believe that esports will eventually overtake contact sports in society.
Look, I was guilty at one point. I'm like, I don't get it. Why are people watching other people play video games? And then after a while, you start paying attention to what's going on, and it's insane how popular it is.
Yeah,
green fresh arena.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
Yeah. The fresh close cabbage enough, arena, whatever enough. The hell called.
Yeah. The green AF arena.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know what I mean? Like, they were selling that place out back in the day.
Well, yeah, there's big money. Whenever you put big money towards anything, then you got to pay attention and go, okay, this is legitimate because now they're giving money away for this. Mm-hmm. And we know that it takes immense training to be as good as a lot of these esport guys are. And including a lot of them will go out and do physical training, too. They know they got to keep their body in great shape in order to have the reaction time and not be fatigued. And
That wasn't my regimen.
No, Red's regimen was sitting on his ass drinking Mountain Dew.
Lots and lots of Mountain Dew.
That was a documentary that South Park did on Rev's life.
Not wrong.
Well, it was Jolt for a while.
Oh, right? Jolt was the, that was it.
Twice the caffeine.
Woo!
Twice the fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I can stay up all night questing.
So it said Felix had an ERA of under 2 in his 6 spring training starts this year.
Yeah, spring training,
it's
though.
In the year, man.
Yeah, spring training is. It's always nice, at least, if a pitcher can figure it out. No doubt about it. But a lot of the people you're playing against really haven't figured it out. Mm-hmm. So you really can't count any of those stats in spring training. That's why it's spring training.
Ted and I were trying to figure out a way to sneak into Safeco Field on Friday to watch the Mariners do their training.
Oh, are they doing it? Are they doing it at Safeco?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh.
So we met up and had lunch at Sluggers. Shout out to Shane and Shelley over there at Sluggers. That place is awesome. And they have. This is my first time stepping into a restaurant since all the pandemic and lockdown.
Oh, really?
It was just weird. Like, we're going somewhere. You know what I mean?
That
was
awesome. Is weird, yeah.
But it was cool how they had it all set up. They had plenty of separation between everybody that was there.
Well, you know the separation's in the preparation.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they are so close to CenturyLink Field that they have to be Russell Wilson-like.
Exactly. If they don't do the way Russell says to do it, forget your business. It's closed.
Oh, it's just so nice. I just sit there, have a beer, and eat some chicken wings.
It is. I did that one time a couple weeks ago. I went and I finally had lunch with somebody at a socially distant place before the clampdown started happening again.
Yeah. So,
but it felt weird and felt great at the same time.
Yeah, because like the minute you walk in, there's like hand sanitizer. It's like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta go to the bathroom and put the mask on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then a few people asked me to just keep the mask on because I look so bad. I mean, I couldn't.
Now you know my life, son. And so you tried to get into Safeco, but there was no way they were letting you in, right?
I wish we could have.
Did you dress as vendors? How did you try to do it? Did you dress as ball girls? I mean, you had to have some sort of disguise, right?
We dressed as a horse. We thought we could get in.
Oh, yeah, that works all the time. It worked for the Trojans. Why not me?
I think the problem was we had Ted in the front and me in the back. We should have flipped it.
That would have been a little bit better, yeah.
It would have been more believable.
That would have been,
T-Mobile Park. Thank you for correcting. Safeco.
Yeah, it's one of those places where they...
That was the problem. They knew we were fake when we said... We're here for Safeco Field practice.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a horse here for Safeco.
I totally forgot I said Safeco. It's still taking me a while to call it T-Mobile, and since there haven't been any games, I haven't been able to exercise my memory in that.
Yeah. Just wait until we start having hockey games at this
Green AF Arena.
The Green AF, I think.
Yeah.
So, it's a couple weeks, right? A couple weeks is supposed to start up, like the end of July, I think, the 60-game season for baseball.
We're like July 25th?
I'm kind of excited for it. I didn't think I was.
I feel like the Mariners are going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, well, what's really
funny... It'll be very bittersweet.
What's really funny is weird is that, I'm watching some players who I was like, this really sucks. We're not going to get to see them at the beginning of the season because they had injuries, and they're healed. Like, a lot of players are like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, how are you ready to go? You have an injury. And I go, oh, yeah, you had an injury 3-4 months ago, and that's what they said. You were supposed to be healed by July, and here you are.
Looks like July 23rd or 24th, according to some reports. That's when it's going to all start up again.
It's going to be weird and exciting, and I'm looking forward to see how, like, television viewership is going to be. I mean, that should be just ridiculously crazy, since, of course, that's the only way you can watch it.
If not, what the hell, man? Right? I mean, you would think people are so hard up for sports that...
Yeah.
we're all going to go and watch at least anything that's athletic and competitive.
Are they the first ones to come
back? Imagine the floor is lava, man. I'm starving for competition.
I didn't want to put you guys down for telling me about that show, but I knew it was because you just missed competition.
It?
No, I'm not going to watch that show because I am not that hard up for competition like you guys are. I know it's a bad show.
Yeah, he's got his board games to have people yell at him and stuff.
As soon as baseball and basketball start up, the floor is lava's ratings will be gone.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Netflix will probably cancel the show. The Marbula One races will be gone. Though I will tell you, I did get really excited watching the car movie Ford versus Ferrari because I'm not a car fan.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who recommended
you
it?
You did recommend it. I told my wife.
Yep.
Oh, you told her?
I told her. Yeah, I did. I had to give Steve credit. I'm trying to get her back on the Steve train because whenever I mention a movie that he likes, she's like, no way. So I'm trying to build up the positives about
it. That was a good one.
Yeah, it's a good way. It is a good one.
I watched some movies over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I watched two movies that we didn't even sit through the entire films. They were so bad.
Congratulations.
We didn't complete either movie.
I watched two, and I watched the two movies you recommended, too.
What movie did I recommend?
Knives Out.
Oh, you saw it?
Such a good one. I watched it, too.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I thought you said to watch it. You didn't want the one with the murder mystery?
Oh, yeah. That was good. Yeah. Sorry.
And you took his recommendations.
Daniel Craig?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good flick.
Glad you liked it.
And it was I love the movie. Well, I'll just say this: it is definitely a whodunit where you don't know what the hell's going on, even though you might think you know what the hell's going on. And that's why I was watching the movie, and everybody was saying, "This is how great this movie is." Yeah. And I'm watching the movie in the middle of the movie. I'm going,
"I haven't figured out."
I'm like, "Wait a minute! How I don't understand this." And so then I thought, "Well, maybe it's like doing what they used to do with another TV show called Columbo, where you know they give you information, and then you just get to watch the journey of how it finally everybody." Gets the same information that you have, but as it turns out,
it's really good.
Yeah,
so Rev, you liked it.
It was really good.
Absolutely loved it.
Super good. Yeah.
Do you remember the movie though?
Yes,
Steve? That's important.
Okay. I forget names of movies.
All right, so I want to know the movies that we should avoid that you didn't even make it through because you watch anything.
Yeah, well, anything new on demand, we'll be like, oh, that's rented because we're homebodies. I mean, whether or not this lockdown was happening, we're typically at home on the weekends watching movies unless we had something special planned. So. We saw a couple movies were up on the docket, and we're like, okay, which one do we want to go with? So we decided, I had this, man, I guess I just hate myself, because there's a moment in my life where I'm like, you know, I know Mel Gibson's gone through some bad things.
Oh, no.
But I'm curious to see if he could go back to his old ways and like still deliver a good film. So I saw this movie called Force of Nature. Was available on
demand. Yeah, I've heard it. I remember that one.
It's got him and Kate Bosworth. And I like Kate Bosworth.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot. Like,
okay.
The trailer wasn't terrible. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. It's the worst film you'll ever want to watch,
really?
We're watching this movie. And it's like, so you go on. At one point, my wife looks at me and goes, I don't even know what the hell is going on anymore. And I'm like, you know what? I'll go to Wikipedia. They usually describe the plot to a film like,
oh, so you can catch back up.
Like, they will go, like, scene by scene.
Yeah.
You go to Wikipedia, click on plot, it's one sentence. It says, a gang of thieves plan on executing a heist amidst a hurricane, encountering trouble when a cop forces everyone to evacuate the building. Which is pretty much the movie.
Sounds interesting.
At some point in the movie, there's, like, a weird monster dog thing that attacks some guy. Like, the movie just makes no sense.
Wow.
And it's just bad. It's bad acting.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's terrible in it.
Oh, good job, Mel.
So, we made, like, 30, 40 minutes in, and we're like, this is stupid. Let's just give up. And we were debating between that movie and another movie, so we're like, okay, tomorrow we'll watch the other movie.
Okay.
This was my wife's choice. So I'm 0 for 1 on this thing.
Okay, so at least this is your wife's choice, and she's probably feeling really good about it. Like, you know what? You can't complain.
Oh, Force of Nature has 11% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Still, the Fantastic Four is a worse movie. How bad can you feel, Josh Trank, that even Force of Nature beats you in Rotten Tomatoes?
It doesn't even have an audience score, probably because no one is as stupid as me to click rent on this film.
So at this point, your wife can make you watch anything because you have put her through hell. So she's got the power as she chooses the next movie.
Yeah, dude, it's... I was like, fine, whatever you want to watch, we'll watch. I don't care. So she sees there's a new Luke Wilson movie available on demand.
Oh, well, Luke Wilson's usually entertaining.
Right.
It's new, though, you said, on demand, huh?
It's called The Swing of Things.
I don't even know this one.
Well, it's about a groom-to-be accidentally books his destination wedding and honeymoon at a swingers resort in Jamaica.
Okay, it sounds like it could be good.
Right. And the premise is like, oh, this could be really funny. It's so stupid. It's not funny. It's just terrible, dude.
Oh,
the entire thing is just like these over-the-top crude jokes. And you're just like, okay, I get it. Like, everyone's banging. It's just bad, dude. Don't rent it. That movie, I think we lasted maybe 20 minutes.
Wow.
And just gave up and went back to watching The Worst Bakers in America, which we're now on season two.
You know what? And so. I think you watched Luke Wilson. I think I know exactly what you were thinking of. Not the football player, by the way.
Right.
But I know what you were thinking of.
1L Luke Wilson.
We all saw The Wrong Missy and really loved it. And I think that, you know, that nostalgia of seeing some of those guys we love from other movies. And The Wrong Missy was, you know, she was over the top and there was some crude humor, but fun. And I could think in your brain, you go, oh, I wonder if this will be as fun as The Wrong Missy. Because that's the first thing I thought of when you told me the premise. I go, oh, I wonder if this will be like The Wrong Missy, that kind of goofy movie.
I truly think someone could have taken the premise and made a way funnier movie.
Yeah. Adam Sandler, what are you doing for Netflix? I think we got a premise for you.
Same for my wife. We're watching, goes, is this a Netflix movie? And I'm like, no, we rented this. She's like, it's the quality of a Netflix movie.
Oh, that doesn't say a lot.
It's bad.
Because Netflix is free for you. I mean, you pay for it, but you don't have to go on demand with a movie. You get it.
Someone said, did you guys watch Fire Saga yet? Oh, we did watch that one, too.
What's that one?
That was the Will Ferrell Netflix movie.
Oh, yeah. I can't bring myself to watch that. Everyone's saying, just get through the first X amount of time or watch. Like, whenever there's a disclaimer, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, dude. The first, like, half of that movie, I'm like, why are we watching this?
Oh, see, I don't want to spend that first half of anything doing that.
It's just so obnoxious Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, no. Kinda.
But then as you keep watching it, I don't know if anyone else attempted to watch Fire. No, of course, I'm the only idiot.
Yeah. Nope. Good job, buddy.
It actually got pretty entertaining.
I saw that you posted on Facebook that you watched it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
I immediately crossed it off my list. I go, Steve watched it. I'm not watching it.
Yeah. It's, I mean, if you want a movie that you can just play on your phone for like the first 40 minutes and then eventually like tune back in, you're not missing anything. It's not really hard to follow.
This is probably why this is why these deals are great for these guys. They don't need to make a movie that captures your full attention anymore.
There's probably for the best they don't.
Yeah, I mean, the Vicky B's have taught me that there are different kinds of video viewership that you're into, and the ones that you don't have to pay attention to. I never understood that. In my life, I grew up that you paid attention to the TV, that was the center of your life when you decided to sit in front of a show. But there are shows that are made for people like Vicky going, oh, I just want to be able to, I wanted to have it on over here where I can look at it every like 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, like that Swinger movie we were watching. At one point, my wife goes, what's going on at this, like with whatever? I go, I don't know, and I don't care. I'm playing on my phone. Like, I'm done with this show. This is stupid.
Yeah,
I'll take the loss.
Yeah,
I feel like you should get money back if you don't finish a movie.
I feel so good. You actually watched Crap, and the movies you recommended to me, Knives Out and Ford versus Ferrari, I watched, and I watched them both for free because I got the HBO and the Prime, and I was like, woo!
Someone wanted to know if any of us watched Unsolved Mysteries.
I did.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes. It's a new reiteration
of the
old show. Yeah, it's like a new revamp of it. It's great.
How funny. I just thought they got the old episodes of Unsolved Mysteries and put it on Netflix. I'm like, why are people so excited about this?
Oh, yeah, no, it's completely new, and they're like hour episodes, like 50-minute episodes. Let me just say, the second episode, there's a Carol Baskins-esque character that you just are like, oh, my God.
Okay.
He did it, and it's so great.
I'm happy to hear that because it was a popular show back when the old show was on. The fact that they could reboot it and make it good.
Yes.
I'm watching the new season of Twilight Zone and I'm digging that. I'm two episodes into that.
Dude, I have to point out, this is how bad the swing of things is. It's not even on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
What?
Not at all.
Even no
results. It doesn't exist.
Wow.
I went to Luke Wilson's page. It doesn't even show up.
What the hell, Luke Wilson? What happened, man?
How do you do a movie that Rotten Tomatoes won't even list?
It's that rotten.
Right. Whoa.
No wonder why I didn't have a little Rotten Tomato meter on it when I rented it. That should have been my first freaking warning sign.
You and I live a different life. Just like I would never, ever.
On the edge, BJ.
Yeah, if I said, what's the Rotten Tomato? And I went on there like Vicky did and there was nothing, I'd go, Steve, I'm not watching this movie. There's no way you could even convince me to watch this movie.
It's just impulse buys, man.
I know, it's pretty wild.
So he said, anyone watch Hamilton?
Yup.
Oh, I forgot that was on. Disney Plus?
Oh, yeah, Disney Plus.
How is it? You know, I like live performances and I think that when, you know, I never like plays on TV.
It's interesting because I've seen some musicals live and you get a good like audience sort of, you know, like involvement and just like the feeling of that. But this is hands down the best musical I've ever seen in my entire life.
And on TV, seriously.
Yeah, even on TV, it was.
Vicky, send me an email. Tell me to watch Hamilton with my wife.
I think this one was recorded 4 years ago. So it's got, I believe, the original cast. So
that's cool.
Lin-Manuel Miranda and like everybody else.
Oh, that's really cool.
And It you go through so many emotions, and it broke my heart at the end, and I cried so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know the story.
Well, Hamilton, he's a founding father.
Well, I know.
And then watch the rest of the show.
Well, okay.
They sing.
They sing a lot.
But there's an African-American dude playing Hamilton. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a mostly POC cast. And
But he's playing the president.
No, he's playing Hamilton. Lynn is playing Hamilton.
Oh.
There is a person of color playing almost every other role as well, except for King George.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. For some reason, I don't know why, I thought that Hamilton was being played by a person of color.
He is. I just said that.
Who is
Hamilton?
Oh, okay. So I am right about that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Then I misheard something you said before, Rev. That's on me.
All right.
Yeah. So that's really, I mean, look, we've heard amazing things about it. I'm going to have to watch it. I was just afraid.
A lot of good Facebook reviews on it. That's about all I know.
I was going to try to watch it live, you know, and then of course everything went down the way.
I wanted to as well, and I couldn't get stupid tickets for the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too. Yeah. All right. Well, now of course.
I was offered free tickets. I turned them down.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
We talked about this, and you guys got mad at me that time too.
And I'm still mad at you now. Thanks for bringing up both stuff.
I probably put it out of my mind because what moron turns down Hamilton tickets?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was too busy watching a movie about swingers with Lou Wilson.
I know.
Oh, man.
Why do you get these opportunities? Dear people with tickets, do not give anything cultural to Steve, okay? Do you understand it's wasted on him?
Sometimes I just don't feel like going to watch things. Then I'm going to drive into Seattle and just didn't feel like it.
It was
on a weeknight.
But then nobody gave me the opportunity. Nobody came to me.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
I know why. I know why.
Why?
Because they probably wanted them for themselves, but they go, I got to offer them to Steve first.
I don't know. Someone's just like, yeah, you want to go? I don't want to go. And I'm like, I don't want to go.
So it's a bunch of I don't want to goers, and they go to you?
Yeah. I don't want to goers.
That disgusts me. Now I'm done. I'm done with everybody.
I'm not going to be one of those guys like, I don't want to go, but I bet I can find someone that does. I'd rather them than offer it to someone else in their circle. I'm not going to, like, try and, like, just derail their circle.
You should have taken the tickets and know that you
can... And not use them?
And no, give them to me or Rev.
But then I'm not using them.
But we would give you the report.
Yeah, I would love those tickets. I'll give them to someone else, though.
Well, Cliff notes them. It'll be like old days at school. Like, we'll tell you exactly what happened. So if you're ever quizzed, you would know what happened.
Well, I don't know if I'm ever going to be quizzed. Like, hey, did you enjoy it? Tell me everything about it.
Well, then who's to be harmed? He wanted the tickets to go to somebody who was going to love the show, and somebody would have loved the show.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to put the effort in to find a way to get me the tickets.
That's a lot easier to just say no and I move on with my life than say yes, have to get the tickets and give them to somebody else.
Yeah, you're absolutely there's a lot of work going on with
there
that.
There is a lot of work there. Thanks, man. Wow. Well, the Beatles, you know that band, they almost reunited once. And there was a reason why that reunification didn't happen. And it was because the opening act for them was going to be a man wrestling a shark. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. When the Beatles Let It Be and broke up in the early 70s, a lot of people were very, very sad, disappointed. Turns out in 1976, they almost got back together again, which I don't remember that being a thing. So that news didn't spread. But it turns out, they were talking about it 6 years after they broke up, but their reunion was prevented by a great white shark. According to Ringo Starr, who's one of the two surviving members of the Beatles, he said a promoter offered them the equivalent of about $250 million in today's money.
Yeah, it looks like it was a $50 million offer.
Damn, dude. So back in 1976, they were like, here you go, guys, $50 million.
And that was a fun, they said like 5 years after they broke up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of dough.
I'd be calling everybody in the band, be like, come on, guys, we got to do this.
Yeah. They called each other, and that's exactly what they did. They're like, hey, you know, I mean, hey. And I bet the $50 million was, in fact, the only reason the call happened.
Yeah.
But then he said, yeah, we decided not to do it because the opening act was a guy fighting a shark. And we thought, this is... We don't want to be part of this.
So we can actually have a guy have fisticuffs with a shark in the water?
Yeah, this was, there's an old People magazine, and it was an article from 1976 where a promoter named Bill Sargent actually made the offer. But after the Beatles turned him down, he decided to concentrate on his next project, in which an Australian diver named Wally Gibbons would, quote, fight to the death with a 14-foot, 2,500-pound killer shark in a lagoon off Western Samoa.
Did that ever happen?
I don't remember that, to be honest with you.
Honestly, I think I'd rather see that than a Beatles reunion.
Well, yeah, but imagine if somebody were to say to Guns N' Roses, we want your reunion to happen.
Still rather watch a man take on a shark.
Yeah, do you think that Guns N' Roses should say yes or no to that? Well, before you guys go on, we're going to have a guy fight a shark.
I think the argument would be like, look, can we just open for the guy fighting a shark? I don't want to go on after that guy because it's going to be... we're not going to be able to do anything that's going to be on the level of a man fighting a shark.
Yeah, I'm not too sure who I think should be the opener in that one. You're right. It might be easier to be the opener and let him close out the show.
How about Ringo thinks that if the other two members were still alive, that a reunion probably would have taken place at some point.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that because they've all had, they all would have had great careers. I mean, John Lennon, you know, he did some great solo stuff, and George Harrison was well loved and well respected. Yeah, so I can see
Paul McCartney never heard of him until what was that Kanye guy?
Yeah, right. Oh, you're absolutely right. He was the only Beatle that really had a problem.
Right.
But yeah, I don't remember them hating each other so much. I mean, obviously the Yoko Ono effect happened, which if you've ever heard the term Yoko, and even including Bare Naked Ladies even have a song called I Will Be Your Yoko Ono, or You Can Be My Yoko Ono, or something like that. But the idea was that somebody comes in and ruins the band. A woman comes in and ruins the band's rhythm together.
And that was John Lennon's significant other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Lennon died in 80. So you got to imagine, though, between 1980 and now, I don't know if it would have been because of money. I think it would just been more because of like, oh man, let's let bygones be bygones and just have one more go at it.
Could you imagine them maybe doing something like Live Aid and then like pushing Queen out of the way or something?
I hadn't even thought about that. You're right. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And the money would be insane as well. Even like you said, it was not about money, but you know the money would be insane.
Because you think about like, I understand when bands are like, well, we lost a big member of the band. The conversation's over. Like, you know, a lot of people felt that was the way. Granted, there's other reasons behind Led Zeppelin not really doing much other than a couple one-offs. But, you know, when John Bonham died, it's like, okay, well, that was a huge part of our band. That was a big part of what made us special. Like, yeah, we could have John Bonham's son play, and that's pretty awesome, but it's not the same.
I think there was talk that, I think Sean Lennon, I think that's the name of John's son. I think there was talk, I might have even been heard of him doing some of his dad's songs, and some people thought he sounded pretty good.
No, he sounds great.
Yeah, so there was that possibility that, okay, he could be part of it. Because, would that be sacrilege if for some reason they got a Sean Lennon or even an Adam Lambert type person to do you know, John Lennon's parts and then have McCartney and Ringo and somebody else do George's part? I mean,
I've always been under the belief that it's up to the band themselves. Like, I'm never going to be like, how dare you? Like, I was legitimately happy when Alice in Chains decided to keep, you know, moving forward.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it was many years between the passing of Lane and then them deciding to kick things up again and now do it with William Duvall. But I was never of that type to be like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. It's not my choice. It could be my choice to not buy their records or see them live again and just kind of be like, you know what? That's an era that I'm not going to pay attention to because I'm just going to always remember them with Lane. But I thought it was a really cool thing that here's a group of guys that unfortunately were dealt a bad hand and lost someone that they cared about, but also lost their band because of it. And so I don't know. I wouldn't have any issues with the Beatles if they wanted to do something without John Lennon, as long as they were doing it because they, you know, it's because they wanted to, you know?
Yeah. Of course, you know, I wonder if they could actually even do it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you hear Robert Plant just say, look, man, I just can't sing some of these songs anymore.
And with their relationship, I mean, we easily could have had the Beatles with Kanye West.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And he could have done all the John Lennon stuff. But a little auto-tune, it would have been great.
Yeah, he's too busy running for president now.
I know.
Yeah,
maybe so that's why I think he should focus on being in the Beatles.
Yeah.
I got news on presidential stuff and more on the Beatles.
I kind of agree with that.
I got news for you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, because you know how I feel about politics. You know me. I'm all about vote out the incumbent anyway and about causing chaos. Mm-hmm. If he's on the ballot, I'm putting him on there. I'm voting for him. I don't care. You know what I think about Kanye.
Well, so, good. I'm glad they're there, man. Go ahead and have fun wasting that vote.
Yeah. Well,
you can't even run in certain places because it's too late and it'd have to be a write-in.
Dang it. So are we one of those places I can't even write him in?
I don't believe so. I think there's still hope for him here in Washington.
I'm going to write him in Washington.
And then he could be Kanye Pacific Northwest.
Kanye Pacific Northwest. See? Wow. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I'm doing it. That's awesome. Hey, some big news. I do have a little bit of a problem with this, only because I don't think it's what they're saying it is, but it's still tasty. Taco Bell is—they're saying they're putting a crunchy twist on an old favorite enjoyed by adults and kids alike. Uh-oh. With their new grilled cheese burrito. And look, I don't have a problem with a burrito that's a grilled cheese burrito. I have no problem. The problem is that it's not really grilled cheese. Really, I mean, is it on a grill? It's a grilled cheese sandwich is just the cheese and the sandwich. So I expect this burrito just filled with cheese and nothing else.
Right.
But this
stuff in there.
Yeah, this has got everything a burrito has, which doesn't burritos have cheese already? I mean,
most.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you choose not to have it, yes.
So here's what this is, and I'll let you make the call.
Oh, this looks amazing.
They're saying it's beef, rice, a three cheese blend, red strips. I don't even know what those are.
They're basically like tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips.
Oh, those are delicious. Chipotle sauce and sour cream, plus a tortilla and another layer of cheese. Now,
it just sounds like a burrito.
Yeah, that's what it sounds exactly like to me.
What makes it special, BJ, is that they're grilling the cheese on the outside of the flour tortilla as well. So you see, like, there's that, like, it's kind of got like that grilled cheese look because they're grilling the cheese on the outside.
Oh, and then another layer of cheese. There it is.
And now
okay.
I can't stand up. I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. I take it back. I personally think this is more like a grilled cheese hamburger, you know, like a cheeseburger burrito. But I'll take it. And look, I love cheese. I love burgers, so I'll do it.
Since you're willing to do it.
I'm willing. They even have a vegetarian version. You can just swap out beans for the ground beef. So, Sarah, you can get it, too. Let's do this. Sarah, this week, George and I should get to try some of this.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking online. Someone on Twitter has tried it, and they gave it a 99 out of 100.
Woo!
They said, the size, this baby is large.
Oh, yeah. Just how I like it.
Nacho cheese sauce, sour cream, and chipotle sauce. The grilled cheese on top gives it an amazing crunch. The only reason why it's not 100 out of 100 is that I need to have it again so it's not a fluke.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Wow, I support this decision.
Look how big that is.
Well,
girthy.
Yeah, it is.
Excuse me? Well, listen, you know what I mean? It's the only way to take your burrito. Girth style.
Oh, man. And it's not that awful.
It's not that awful.
You look at 700 calories.
Why would you look at the calories and ruin a good thing?
You know, sometimes you just want to. Sometimes you read the comments, BJ.
700 calories. That's going to be my lunch and dinner then. That's what that has to be.
Okay. Jump on a treadmill for a minute or two and you'll be good.
Hour or four?
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm going to have to eat it while I'm on a treadmill. It's the only way.
Well, we got a Taco Bell about to open up in our. There's like a new little development on Shaw Road, man.
Oh,
we got Jersey Mike's. The Mob Pizza's over there. The countdown. You guys notice they have a countdown for the Jersey Mike's. We're 2 days away.
It has been almost 6 months without a no name cake.
What?
I know, because nobody will get me one.
I thought you guys just went to Mod Pizza.
No, we didn't go to Mod Pizza.
Oh, you're probably going
to
hate me.
Went to Pagliacci's. Nothing wrong with Pagliacci's. I mean, I have as much known as pasta as I want, but we don't have a Mod Pizza on Mercer Island.
Wow, not even for your birthday or Father's Day?
I thought Father's Day would happen, and granted, they got me nice stuff, but.
They made you homemade key lime pie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. That was really good. Well, if I had to choose, I want to take the homemade key lime pie.
Good answer.
You know what? If you don't want to get me Hey, no name cakes. As long as you get me homemade key lime pie, that'll be good. Thanks, Joe and Sarah. Appreciate it.
Hey, someone texted in. I had that grilled cheese burrito. It's pretty good. Had one on Friday. Another person says, it was all right. There we go.
All right. Well, as long as it's all right.
As long as it doesn't say it's awful.
Yeah, we haven't had any bad reviews.
No.
Out of the four reviews that we've read, it's all right.
yeah, you know. Understand, it's a burrito that you get at Taco Bell. It's going to be a Taco Bell burrito.
Truer words have never been spoken.
With cheese wrapped around it. It's not like you're going... You
grilled cheese.
You're not going to canless here, kids. I mean, you know, so we understand that. Hey, I don't know if you've heard about the term Karen, but I feel sorry for any woman named Karen because now you're just assumed to be a B.
Well, I mean, at this point, is anyone who's given birth to a baby girl going to name that child Karen?
Not anymore.
I mean, I got to imagine, I would like to see the stats on name people who've named their kid Karen in 2019, 2018, 2017, as opposed to 2020.
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to dip.
Because there's this
Although there's people out there that said that one of the more popular names I saw was Corona for a baby.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Sure, why not?
Why would you do that?
Marijuana, you know, sometimes doesn't make the best decisions for you.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, you know what? Maybe not. I'm going to tell you later about the latest Karen, but I was just thinking about the idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, or I can do it now.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, what the heck? Yeah. So there's a woman in California.
Karen-fornia.
It's Karen-fornia.
Karen-fornia.
By the way, California's not even the name. It's Arizona. I don't know where I got Karen-fornia.
Carizona.
Yeah, Carizona. A woman in Carizona. She ripped all the masks off a display at a Target and threw them on the ground because, well, these masks, man, I mean, they
are
just...
Have you seen the video of this?
I have not. I heard about it, but I heard she just lost her freaking mind.
Yeah, because they have the display and they have a bunch of masks there that you can purchase of different colors and different whatevers, and she just snaps and just knocks them all down.
She gets confronted by two employees who nicely ask her to stop. She questions why and points out her expensive watch.
Target.
Oh, you're not playing.
Yay! Woo! No, I'm not doing it. We don't want any of this anymore. This is over. No. No. Do you? Why? Why? You let everybody else do it. You let everybody else do it. Why can't I do it? Because I'm a blonde white woman wearing a $40,000 Rolex. I don't have the right.
Wow. Really are everything that's wrong with this company, Karen.
I don't know.
I should say country, not company. The company's fine. The country.
I'm pretty sure that your age and your color of skin is not anything to do with the fact that you just can't be ripping things off of the display and throwing them on the ground and causing a scene.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's you're everything that is wrong. You're the reason why we have a lot of problems that we have in this country, Karen. All over the floor. I mean, first of all, and the poor Target employees, I mean, again, these are people that are making what? Maybe minimum wage? I mean, you know, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. I used to work in retail like this, and they don't need this in their life. No. You're coming in like an idiot.
I'm looking at the employees. They're just like, well, dude, what the hell are you doing? Seriously? Yeah. And apparently this woman's like a CEO of a public relations firm. Which I thought was pretty funny.
Wow.
Well, not anymore.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm a white woman wearing a $45,000 Rolex and I'm a CEO of a PR film, public relations. Yeah, you're doing a great job. They did have to cuff her. But before they cuffed her, she did say, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I happen to be a spokesperson for the White House, man.
So I was hired to be the QAnon spokesperson.
Is coming here today?
I cannot. It's a secret. What do you mean? Like, I can't give you any classified information. You don't have clearance.
Okay, you're a spokesperson, correct?
For the White House, yeah.
Okay.
But I called Donald Trump and asked him if you don't believe me.
I think we have enough here.
Come on, spin around, just put your phone down.
What?
First, okay?
I need you to put your phone down.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You're doing it to me because I'm Jewish.
Oh, and she's Jewish too now. Wow. Oh.
They're not doing any of this because of anything that you said. They're doing it because you're just a pain in their ass. Like, you just suck as a human being. Has nothing to do with anything else.
Boy, is that her phone? Is she doing this?
Filming the police talking to her, yes.
So she's trying to be, you know, basically make the whole thing be a problem by going, oh, you're doing this because I'm Jewish. What a really, really delusional person. I mean, you are somebody that needs therapy, miss.
Or she's going to need someone to handle her public relations for her public relations firm, which I can't imagine is going to do very well.
Oh, she's done.
According to one Reddit user, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said that the part of her meltdown also is because she was kicked out of the house by her husband earlier in the day. And this is just
shocking.
Like, this is just part of the downward spiral. It's like, what is that movie with Michael Douglas?
Oh, Falling Down.
Falling Down. This is like the 2020 version of Falling Down.
What did she do?
She had a bad day.
What did she do to get kicked out of the house, I wonder?
Well, she sounds like she's a lot of fun to live with.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Yeah. I mean, she seems to be a joy. On Friday, Steve did get this one right.
In Doctor Who, what does the S stand for in the acronym TARDIS?
Stuff.
No.
Steve.
No.
I didn't even know it stood for stuff. Space.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Don't be pumping your fist again like
proud of you, Steve.
You know, really, I don't want
proud of
that.
Past Steve.
Yeah,
good job, past Steve.
Future Steve likes what you did there.
Okay, you want a shot at beating Future Steve? I'll give it a try. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Future Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.